Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number. Legal tampering now underway in the NFL. And I think we've got bigger news going on in the world of baseball, Bart.
Ah. Already?
No, this is
like World Baseball Classic-like?
Not great.
DS-like?
No, let's hope not. Not great. So Aaron Boone this morning said that Gerrit Cole is going to have an MRI on his pitching elbow.
Uh-oh.
Now, Bart, we don't just randomly have MRIs on our elbow when we're pitchers after winning a Cy Young in spring training. Like, that's not something you do when you're like, I got a little bit of an ache here. Let's just check it out.
Used to tightness and stuff like that. That's,
Yeah.
Has he had Tommy John? He's had Tommy John, right?
I'd have to look that up. I don't know off the top of my head. But I do know that this is concerning. And the bigger thing is that what he's feeling, and this is Brian Hoke is tweeting this, Boone said that Cole likened it to what he feels during the season after 100 pitches. The issue has been recovery between starts and spring training.
Well, that's called old.
Well, I mean, it sounds like fatigue, arm fatigue, which is
already
a concern.
Yeah, you talk about shutting down, fatigue. Already, man. I mean, like, maybe it's just being overly cautious because it's early.
Taking MRI is not overly cautious. MRI is you're fearing something is wrong.
Yeah, but maybe it's just some inflammation, and they're doing this simply because it's that time of the year, and it's like, okay, if it's anything wrong, we want to make sure you get there right. So if it's any concerns, we just shut you down. At least that's what I'm hoping for. Now, New York sports lately, that hasn't been the trend. That hasn't been the case. It's usually been worst-case scenario, but I'm going to hold out faith until I get further information. But this is concerning because, you talk about Juan Soto and what that means and, how great he is as a football player. Man, these contracts are just flying off the table. Juan Soto and everybody. They really didn't – I'm not too excited about that. Rodon, not too excited about that. One thing you knew that they had an ace. And, he's the linchpin. And if he's injured and he's going to have one of those seasons where he's not healthy and he's in and out of the lineup, he's on the injury list, that's going to be concerning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
This is the whole season.
And it literally
before it even starts.
Think about it.
Bigger than Judge.
A season of anxiety in 2023 where your fan base was fed up at the end of the year, where all they did was deal with injuries, called out, you know what? You remember it was Gerrit Cole talked about the fact back in February how what was the Yankees' biggest issue? He said, we get hurt too much. Listen.
Certainly there was injuries that are outside of the normal realm of injuries that impacted us. With that said, we get injured too much as a group. We need to improve.
I mean, you hear him? He said that in February and he almost spoke it into existence, right?
Yeah.
Like the fact that he talked about how we're hurt too much. And yet now this is the biggest hurt the Yankees could possibly have. And can I also point this out? You think somewhere Scott Boras is going, you guys have my number. Blake Snell's waiting to sign with somebody. Is this not setting up? It's setting up perfectly. The Yankees had already offered him a couple of times. He wasn't happy with the number. He wants a bigger number.
Yesterday's
and now the Yankees
price,
might be full. Yep. Say
it's not today's price.
No Tommy John for Cole. He's never had Tommy John.
Okay.
So there's always a first time.
You just hope, man. Like,
No. I mean, you can't possibly think that. You can't possibly think anything but the worst right now and only hope for the best because it's too early to have arm fatigue and he's having it. And right. And then to get an MRI, like I said, you don't just randomly say, you know what, let's just throw it under. Let's take a look. Throw it in the MRI. Throw it in the tube. Let's take a look. They don't do that because you know they're going to find something. What you want is it to be clean. And it's like, you know, he just has to give, like, they got to arrest him. Put it this way. You think he's starting opening day? If I had to tell you right now, what would you pick? Would he be starting opening day?
Stroman. Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Nightmare. That's nightmare news. We were supposed to start with football.
Already?
We were supposed to start with how abysmal the Knicks looked last night. We were supposed to talk about the Islanders being the hottest team in hockey right now. Yeah, I was going to make you talk about that part, Scott. But we can't do that. We can't do that. Can we?
I mean, the Yankees are our next hope.
March 28th at Houston.
Nope. Ooh, going home too. Nah.
Not happening?
Nah. MRI? Nah. It's no way.
I mean, it's March 11th. What you want is that to be clean.
17 days.
Maybe give him like a week or so to, like, you know, and then he can start throwing and ramp him back up again.
And then be ready to pitch.
But then opening day. Opening no. day is in 2 weeks.
No, not at all. Not even close.
Again, an off season that started with so much anxiety from this Yankee fan base, right? So much anxiety about the direction of the franchise, the fact that everybody gets hurt so much. The fact that you can't just get through a regular season, the fact that the window continues to just close when it comes to trying to win a championship. They've been trying since 2017, and they can't get there. And who knows? Like, when you look at this roster, it wasn't like you had this feeling like they were a runaway, you know, one of the top teams. You just thought if they stay healthy, they got a chance if they can stay healthy. And Gerrit Cole was a big reason why. I mean, the second best pitcher you could find right now anyway was Marcus Stroman. And have you watched Carlos Rodon in spring training so far? No bueno. Hasn't been great, right? Hasn't been as advertised, what you were expecting, what you were hoping for, if he ever got healthy. He was supposed to come in great shape and all that other stuff. It's all I heard about, everybody coming in great shape. But Bart, honestly, this is right now. And you, again, I'm hoping that it's a false alarm. But right now, from a Yankee perspective, this is a five-alarm fire.
Yeah.
Gerrit Cole, like the Aaron Judge stuff, because that's now suddenly off to the side. You understand, Aaron Judge had two at-bats yesterday, taken out of the game, not playing today in either doubleheader. That originally was the concern. That's the first alarm. Until Judge and also Boone explained that this was just part of the deal. Although, Boone said something that also caught my attention. I wonder how you feel about this. When talking about Judge's situation and the fact that he's going to take a day off, right? The response was interesting. They said he's basically like banged up. He's beat up from his work during spring training.
Have you seen how easy baseball training camp is?
That's what he said. He's a little beat up.
A little beat up from
spring training.
What, did the golf ball ricochet off the tee or something to hit him in his shin? Like, how the hell you get beat up in baseball spring training?
He's beat up. We got to give him a day off. He's a little beat up.
Already, man.
This is the one sport. I can't think of another sport where this is so prevalent. Can you start a season without guys being banged up and beat up and, you know, something always happens.
How the hell you get beat up?
This sport is so bizarre to me.
You get beat up in baseball.
I don't remember this being this bad.
I can see if you're a pitcher, right? Because you're throwing, and that's the most unnatural thing that you do.
He's had a rough spring training. He's a little beat up. You know? A little beat up.
It's cause for concern, man.
Don't you think?
I'm trying to hold my cool. I'm trying to keep my cool, man. Because could you imagine the season being like, I don't care any type of injury to him that's going to take him out of the lineup. It's a wrap.
Is there any other player?
No, that's Aaron Rodgers.
On that roster.
That's Aaron Rodgers.
That you could think of, 800-919-3776, that you would say, if you lose this guy, the whole house of cards comes down. Because I'm not even sure it's Judge. I think it's definitely it's got to be Garrett Cole.
Especially now with Soto now, you still have a big bat.
That's a great point. Adding Soto did kind of help you with all right.
That's insurance. And you need somebody because we don't know how 6'8 ages. He's always going to have to deal with that toe. No, what I'm saying is you want to have a young Thundercat. They had to get another elite bat.
Still got to pay him.
Yeah, they'll pay him. Yeah, they'll convince him if the season goes well.
Do you think they – now, again, we got to get the news here. But do you think that they – we're at that point now where today, even before the MRI, you're reaching out to Boris and just kind of like preemptive strike. All right. Boris, you know, we offered. What will it take?
Boris just said what the number was. I don't think his number drops. Why would his number drop? He got more.
Well, it's not
going
to drop. That's what I need to know is how.
So you guys know what the number is. Call us when you come around.
How about this from Jack Curry, my good friend from from Twitter. Nestor Cortez said it's quote tough to hear the news end quote about Garrett Cole's elbow injury. He even called it, quote, alarming. I believe I used that word too, right?
Wow. Five alarm chili right there, baby.
But Cortez did say that Garrett Cole knows his arm and body well. He's hoping he's simply just getting ahead of any potential injury, trying to stay in front of it, which I understand.
That's what you think. But when you talk about an MRI, what are we getting ahead of?
Well, again, you're feeling something enough to bring it up now rather than, you know,
bad news or worse news.
A lot of you guys, and when I say you people, I mean athletes. A lot of you guys will do what when you start to feel something? And it's nothing. I'll get through it, right?
But we start with treatment.
Got to tell them. And he had to speak up about it. But I'm sorry, Bart, if you told me, you know, that he's got like a lower back is a little tight.
Yeah, that's different. Right. That's mechanical.
When you tell me you're pitching elbow. Yeah. You know what? I'm not really recovering like from start to start. I'm feeling like it's like I threw 100 pitches in the middle of the season. Like, it just can't get it, early for this.
Maybe tendonitis?
Like, well, again, the best case scenario, what could it possibly be?
But tendonitis means like you're overworking.
Yes.
So, like, what's your workload?
Oh, my God. Shut him down for a couple of weeks. You got to start the season without him. A lot of pressure on Marcus Stroman now. A lot of pressure on Rodon.
Mark Stroman always talk about he bought that smoke.
Nestor Cortez has to stay healthy, and you're at the mercy of Scott Boris. What is thy bidding, my master?
But even if you get Blake Snell, it's a glorified.
He's a Cy Young winner. It's just going to cost you money that you don't. Owner doesn't want to spend it.
I'm saying it's damn near a bullpen game. He's only giving you five innings.
Listen, he's still giving you good innings.
I know, but what are you going to give you like if he comes in?
I need somebody to start a freaking game, Bart. Get me out of the third inning.
Give you four.
Get me through at least four innings. You need him if you don't have Garrett Cole. If you don't have Garrett Cole for how long?
A month.
That's what I'm saying. You're starting out the season. Do you think, well, we're just going to live through it? Because I'll tell you something I always say about certain injuries. Nobody ever at the end of the season will go, you remember when Garrett Cole had that elbow issue? Whatever happened with that?
Like
whatever happened with that elbow issue? Remember you had that elbow issue? That just went away, didn't it? No, it doesn't do that.
It's almost like a hamstring. You hear a receiver say you got a receiver.
There you go.
Yep, we're going to deal with this all year.
Don't love this. 800-919-3776. Matt and Merrick. Matt.
How's it going, guys? Long time, no talk. I just kind of wanted to make a call because obviously we're getting like the news, the updates from all the ESPN apps and with Garrett Cole. And I don't know, I just feel like the game of baseball has changed so much over the past, I don't know, maybe even more so the last 5 years more than anything with analytics and even like the mental side of the game in terms of pitching. Pitching isn't what it used to be like 20 years ago where you lose an ace and it's like, oh, there's 20 wins down the drain, right? Like we're kind of seeing that more commonly now where, you know, even your ace might not get you 15 wins, right? So I would say it's an awful way to start the season. You don't want to lose your best pitcher. But I would say just to kind of answer the initial question, maybe the one player that I could think that would be worse back in like, you know, the early 2000s, 2008, 2009 would be a catcher. But the game is just so different I know my last point is that I just feel like baseball is turning into football where it's like a next man up type of thing. I just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
I just don't think, Matt, the problem with it is next man up, you're trying to replace a Cy Young winner, an ace.
Saying next man up and your backup quarterback.
Right. Yeah, we live that. We just live that. Had that next man up workout.
Yeah.
But, again, like, we're not talking about Nesta Cortez gets hurt. You can next man up that one. You could take a prospect that you might have to accelerate the process with and see if you can get something out of it. And sometimes that can work out. We're talking about a guy that is your ace. He's your most important pitcher. He's your stopper if you're going through something. If you have a couple of losses, he comes up, he gets the job done, you get back on track. But you know what else about Cole that we know? He's probably one of the leaders in that clubhouse. But he's also a leader. He's a voice in that team now.
He's been that too.
And so that's the value of a guy like this and how you can't afford to lose someone like this. And so this news, and all we can do, as I said, is hope that we get some type of message at the end of the day or tomorrow that the MRI is clean and maybe they're just going to give him like a week to rest and then see how he recovers from it. But what you said, though, is the truth. It's like a hamstring for somebody. That's something that will just linger and he's going to have to manage and deal with. But what you don't want is to find out that you lose him for any extended amount of time.
Oh, yeah, that's the name I like.
800-919-3776. But if you're Scott Boras, you're loving this. Akeem in Hempstead. Akeem.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right. So, I don't know if you guys saw on Sunday, but Trevor Bauer looked amazing on Sunday. And made the Dodgers look like high school kids. And if we're getting ready to lose, what's his name, Cole?
Garrett Cole.
For the league minimum, can't do any worse. That's the best you're going to get out there, unless you're going to go after Roger when pitching for those bananas out there in Houston.
Well, all right, Akeem, first of all, Trevor Bauer pitched against Dodgers minor leaguers in a spring training outing.
But still.
He looked really good.
But still.
He hit 99, all right? Like, you know, he's definitely still got it.
He still deserves it. And he deserves. Like, people don't realize. We knew a lot about the case going in.
Yep.
But nobody's really talked about the results, which they never do when it doesn't become a story.
Well, again, it ended up, all right, he ended up not being charged with anything and – you know, that's where it is.
Right. But now he's out there with this scarlet letter.
Yep.
And, like, see, I don't understand, like, when somebody...
Even before all that, though, he also had a bit of a quirky personality and everybody wanted to deal with him. But,
yeah, we knew that, but...
He was suspended for 194 games violating the baseball's domestic violence and sexual assault policy. Dodgers cut him.
So I wonder when you get released because of that or you don't get that pay, do you get that money back? When you're not charged after that, then I need my money back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like he said
that he would take a major league minimum salary.
That's crazy.
Just to get back. He was in Japan last year.
That's crazy. And what did he make his last year with the Dodgers? That's crazy. I'm not really asking. That's what I'm saying. And he's willing to take a minimum. Why aren't the Mets looking at him?
No, that's like I said, I don't think the Mets are.
He was exonerated.
Yeah,
that's like he like Russell Wilson out in these streets, son.
Yeah, they settled civil lawsuits against each other. Keep that in mind. But a lot of stuff that did come out showed that it wasn't what we thought, what originally reported. Ryan in the Bronx agrees. Ryan,
what's going on, boys? How you doing?
All right.
Listen, two words: Trevor Bauer. Listen, tell Alligator on Steinbrenner to give it up, bro. You want a low risk, high reward, Trevor Bauer. The league minimum, even if he's trash, bro, you don't have to worry about it with the Yankees. Cole's going down. There's no excuse for you not to go after Trevor Bauer right now. No excuse.
It feels like, you would think it's an easy thing to do because of the number. But, again, the Yankees are probably going to be nervous about the negative attention that it brings, and maybe they don't want to deal with it. But this is...
What about Chapman? He had a redemption story.
You know what? You're right. You're right. And there are those that happened.
Everybody loved Chapman when he was closing games out. What? Yeah. We didn't even remember that.
Hey, no, that's a good point.
At the league minimum, everybody's going to forget that. Everybody loves him. It's all about productivity, breeze, tolerance. And if he's coming here helping you win and get to the goal, they'll find a way to make an excuse about it. If right. he stinks, they'll bring it up, and they'll say, we should have never got him, bad dude, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we've seen enough of this happen, you know?
Again, because now Rodon, right? Perfect example.
Oh, my God.
Rodon has to go out and be a stud. If he does, if he goes out with 5 innings, 3 runs, 2 walks, 5 Ks, people would be like, you're a bum. We're paying you what? But if Trevor Bauer goes out with 5 innings, 3 runs, 5 Ks, thanks, dog. Real MVP.
You know what I mean? Like, it's funny how fans are so fixated on the money that's paid to a player to his production. And that, but you're right. That's kind of what you'd get if you right. don't have to pay a lot. Or you go, again, you go Blake Snell, which is the easy way to go when it comes to no one will say a word. Oh, you're bringing in another Cy Young winner to replace a Cy Young guy, and we know what he is. But it's so much money that you'd be that you'd be putting on. Ryan, thanks for the call. Just to keep in mind, everybody, I just want to make sure we all remember. It was back in October that everything was settled in that situation. It was they both sued each other at that point. A woman that accused Trevor Bauer of sexually assaulting her back in 2021. And that woman was later denied a permanent restraining order by L.A. Superior Court. And then the district attorney's office declined to file criminal charges against Bauer. So you could tell that there was a lot of missing evidence in this thing, and a lot of he said, she said, going on here.
A lot of evidence that wasn't reported.
Yes,
too. You know what I mean.
And so they settled out. They both settled with each other, and Trevor Bauer was very open about a lot of this. I think one of the deals was he was allowed to tell the story. In the settlement, he talked about, like, I believe he just wanted
people to know
to tell the real story of what happened from his perspective and get it out there. And then went from there, and he just wants to go. He wants to get back to pitching, but you know how this stuff goes. It chases you everywhere. Tommy in Connecticut.
What's up, boys?
How you doing?
As far as this Gerrit Cole thing goes, it just brings me back to what Michael Kay always says. You know, inflammation comes from something. And Bart, you know, you don't go in the tube unless there's something actually wrong, right?
Yep, it's true. Bart, how many MRIs have you had?
A lot.
And did you go in just to like, let's check it out?
And you usually go there because you've been feeling discomfort and you know something's wrong.
Exactly.
Do you want MRIs? Like, if I told you, let's just get an MRI
No. I don't get an MRI because I know it's something.
Because the dye don't lie, right?
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? Let's just treat it and I'll see if I can deal with it. But when it's this early in the season, it's like, okay. You're going to break down eventually, and it's going to be something worse. So maybe if it's a minor tear, we can clip it, heal it, let you heal up. But if it's like something, a tear or some inflammation or a bone spur, it's only going to get worse.
Mr. Cortez is basically saying that he hopes that Cole, who knows his body really well, is just trying to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's what you hope, and he is a psychopath like that.
Yep, but, that's fine.
I want to pile on the other guys that just called, but I think – for the price, Trevor Bauer is a pretty good hedge for your bet, you know, even if Cole is healthy, because the dude's another horse. You know, a guy like Snell, you know, he's a four or five inning pitcher at most. Bauer's a workhorse.
And he really wants another chance. You got to think you're going to get him on his best behavior. I think he'll also feel a certain level of loyalty to you. Like, you hope. Human emotion, right, Tommy, is that you're giving me a chance. I want to like make you feel like this is valuable. I want to make you feel like this was worth it. And you know that if he acts up, if he doesn't pitch well, if something, it's so easy to just cut him. And you put that in the deal.
That's it. Yeah. So it's almost like he's coming in on a walk year where you know, on a prove it deal.
Yeah. You got to feel like that's the way to go here, but we'll see. Now, again, this.
I give him more than the league minimum, too.
The news?
I get more than league minimum because I want to buy loyalty. Like, you could have came in
just
and
just push it to a million instead of the 750? Yeah.
Give him 2.5. Who cares?
Two. I mean, yeah. How about we do incentives that'll get him up there, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I make it like 5 million. Then you got him.
Like,
you could have lowballed me.
Innings pitched, you know, different benchmarks.
Yeah, up to 5
wins,
million.
Innings pitched.
All that.
All-star, like whatever it is. Team makes the playoffs.
Yep, all that.
You just build that in. So he has the chance to make.
Like,
you know,
5 million.
A couple million. But in the beginning, all you really are liable to him is...
Because you just said Snell is 60 million?
Oh, my God.
Or 50 million?
Mm.
You getting times 10?
Well, which one is more appealing? If you're Hal Steinbrenner, and we know already that he feels like they're already over
plus
budget.
Plus luxury tax, yeah.
Think about it. He's talked about it. It's a business. It's family business.
He might.
We had a caller call him Alligator Arms. Listen, I don't begrudge this man. Like, he's still spending $300 million.
Yeah.
Like you're not. It's not like he's being cheap. He's not Wilpon.
Yeah.
So you don't say that. The man, this is a family business. This is how they're running it. But which is more palpable to him? Trevor Bauer, who has a lot of baggage, and you're going to deal with some pushback from people. You're going to deal with media and all that other stuff. You're going to deal with that. You got to take all that negative publicity, but he could cost you almost next to nothing. Pennies on the dollar. And he's showing you that he's still got something in the tank, right? He's 32 years old. He's far from being 32. Done.
Yeah,
he hasn't pitched in 3 years. So I mean, at this level.
So basically he's 29.
So you either are you're doing that and dealing with the negative blowback you're going to get from certain corners of the media and fan base and everything else.
That blows over so fast.
Or are you ready to blow the budget again on a guy like Blake Snell and give in to Scott Boras? What is thy bidding, my master?
I ask you this. If they both, like, who's the better player at this point?
I mean, Snell has just proven it year after year.
Yeah, but we know that how many innings you're going to get pitched from him.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But what would you do if you're a Yankees fan right now?
Trevor Bauer was in the Dodgers for a reason.
Yep.
Dodgers don't sign bums.
We are, of course, just still waiting to hear any news. The only thing we know, if you're just joining us, is that Gerrit Cole is now getting an MRI on his pitching elbow after experiencing fatigue between starts in spring training that he likens to pitching, like feeling after pitching 100 pitches the day before. And it's March. And there's 2 weeks to go before the regular season begins. So, no, we are not going to jump the gun and think the worst.
I wonder what the hell is what is his workload.
Hard not to.
What is his workload in?
Well, he's been ramping himself up. 800-919-3776. We'll continue with your calls and more on this. It is also NFL legal tampering day, where the legal tampering period has begun.
Illegal tampering happened at the combine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Already seeing some deals being done, and one very interesting wide receiver name wants to be on the market. And is there a New York team, or maybe both, that should be in on trying to get him? Lots more to get to. We will get to the Knicks. I don't want to, but I know you're going to want to talk about it. We'll do that. And my Islanders, hottest team in hockey right now, hottest team in New York right now as well. Stay with us, Bart and Hahn, 98.7. ESPN, Bart.
Yeah, but first.
BetMGM, please.
Yeah, to speak about the hottest team in all of the NHL. How about that hockey? Hockey season is here, and it's time to take to the ice with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM has you covered with countless betting options for hockey, including same-game parlays, props, teasers, live bets, and much more. With a new and improved app that makes betting faster and easier than ever, and special offers for Rangers fans all season long, it's no wonder why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. If you love hard-hitting hockey, ooh, I wonder if you can bet on the fight. Who get dropped if they fight? Who's going to fight first? Can we get one of those, Alan? I'm going to figure that out. I'm going to call them exclusively, see if we can get the fight cam. You're going to love wagering at BetMGM. All you have to do is download the app and take the king of sportsbooks with you wherever you go. Light the lamp with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Rangers. Go to BetMGM.com for T's and C's. Must be 21 years or older to wager, New York or New Jersey only. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, help is available. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 878-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, a rough night for the Knicks, a rough night for Jalen Brunson as they fall to the Sixers last night at the Garden, 79-73. One of the main issues, Knicks with 19 turnovers on the night. Tom Thibodeau, why so many?
Their ball pressure had a lot to do with it. You know, we have to do a better job with that. You know, we gave up, we had 21 and 17 points. I thought our ball pressure was pretty good. We got some turnovers and we scored off that. In a game like this, that you need those easy buckets.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it is Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM and the all-new ESPN New York app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, yeah. This just feels like such a freaking New York story, doesn't it?
Lately a New York story.
Edwin Diaz last year at this time, heartbreaking story. Then Judge in the toe, right? Then Aaron Rodgers, that's still right now the biggest one of all, unless something happens here with Garrett Cole.
Now Julius Randle.
Julius Randle and OG Anunoby get hurt just when the Knicks are playing at their the best basketball they have played in over a decade and maybe arguably more. And those guys get hurt.
Daniel Jones, man.
What about Daniel Jones?
He went down after six games. He don't count.
Good try. I don't know if that one derailed the season as much as the others did, but still.
They won the playoffs game last the year.
We'll get into the football stuff because there is a lot of headlines and legal tampering has been underway and there's some moves already being made. You know, again, everything agreed in principle and that kind of stuff, but still stuff to talk about because there's one deal in particular that might have opened the door for Saquon Barkley to go to a rival. Keep that in mind. But in the meantime, your calls on the Garrett Cole story. If you're just joining us, Garrett Cole's getting an MRI on his pitching elbow. Why? Because he is feeling fatigued after starts. The way he put it, it's like he just had a 100-pitch performance in the middle of the season. And we're talking about it's spring training. Also, Aaron Judge not playing in either of the doubleheaders today the Yankees are playing after he was taken out of the game yesterday after two at-bats. And Aaron Boone explaining that it simply was part of just giving him a break. They had already scheduled it. But he used this phrase that was kind of unfortunate by saying that Judge was a little beat up from his workload in spring training. That is not something that if I'm a player,
tea time,
I would want that out there. I won't say I'm beat up. Just say it's a scheduled day off and that's it. We don't need to use the phrase beat up when it comes to a player in spring training. So what do the Yankees do if something is to be serious with the Garrett Cole injury? Obvious, Blake Snell is still out there unsigned. The Yankees have shown interest in him before but didn't want to pay the price it was going to take to sign him. Are they going to have to meet that number now? Another option, not a popular one by some, is Trevor Bauer, who over the weekend pitched against some Dodgers minor leaguers and showed you he can still get it to 99 miles an hour. And still looked like he's still got it at 32 years old, but with some controversy, though, in his past that he's trying to get to keep in his past. And Raymond in New Jersey is on with us next. Raymond?
Yeah, you guys are talking about like Trevor Bauer with the Yankees, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Why?
Garrett Cole and Trevor Bauer,
right.
They hate each other.
Yeah.
They were in UCLA together, and they've hated each other ever since. And Trevor Bauer's the one that called out Gerrit Cole for the sticky stuff.
I know. But again, listen. Desperate times call for desperate measures, no?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm going to ask you, Raymond, if you were in this situation, which would you rather do? Bring in somebody that you could easily cut because he's going to come in for a lower number? Or go for a guy that's going to be asking for $50, $60 million and has you up against the wall? Which way would you go in this situation if you're the Yankees?
You can put that stuff aside,
too. I would go for the lower number, but the problem is, I don't think the last thing Gerrit Cole wants to see is his arch rival win the World Series with his team.
We're not there. But you said the key word, World Series. And if that guy can help me win a World Series, then I'm all for it. Listen, there's been plenty of guys that couldn't stand each other that was teammates. Like, you can just go Patrick Beverley versus everybody. Didn't Patrick Beverley have something about Dame Dollar? It don't matter. Like, when I'm trying to win a chip, man, like, all I care about is, can you help me win? I'll put all the personal stuff aside. A lot of teammates couldn't stand each other.
Yeah, but I think it's different if you're playing together versus Gerrit Cole being on the bench doing nothing while
you're still a teammate.
Your arch rivals winning, doing.
I'll tell you what, Raymond.
You were trying to do this for
Raymond,
years.
I understand it, right? In sports, it's not like in life. Sports is different. Sports is about winning. That's the bottom line. You will take somebody that you might not like personally, but can help you win, and you'll live with it because winning matters more. Like, that's all that matters.
You know how many races I played with?
Winning is more fun than fun is fun. Okay? Honestly.
But the thing is, Gerrit Cole's not playing, though. That's the problem.
If Gerrit Cole goes to the Yankees and says to them, do not sign Trevor Bauer, that's a bigger issue for Gerrit Cole. If he says, don't do this for personal reasons and the guy can help, and then Trevor Bauer signs with the Red Sox or somebody else and beats you, that's a problem. You got to put personal preference aside. That's what you have to do here. And I can't imagine. This guy's a leader. I can't imagine that he would put himself in front of the team's needs in a situation like this, Raymond. I just don't. I don't know. Bart, you tell me. I mean, I can't. Unless they don't have. Did they have some issues? Did Trevor Bauer say a lot of things publicly about Gerrit Cole? Yes, yeah. He did. Trevor Bauer's talking a lot before his whole situation that cost him his career. I imagine there's a lot of things that he probably like, you know what? I need to shut my mouth, right? Maybe I talk too much. But I can't imagine, with all the things that he said, there was nothing in it that was, I mean, yeah, I guess if you're going to talk about sticky stuff and everything else, that is a little personal. But there's nothing like, you know, a straight up call out or any of that. If you're telling me that Gerrit Cole would go to the Yankees and tell them, do not sign this guy.
Because he hurts my feelings.
I don't know if Gerrit Cole's like that. If he can help us win, whatever.
That's your own weak sauce. Like, whatever. I ain't got to go.
If he can help us win, yeah. I may not root for him. Might not high five him. But if he's helping us win, that's all that matters. If he can help us, that's all that matters. And if you're Steinbrenner, if you're Hal Steinbrenner, he costs you a hell of a lot less.
And you might have stumbled into a blessing. Because if he gives you great productivity for the minimum, like if he's giving you like starter ace type stuff.
Yep. It's all you can think about. 800-919-3776 is the number. Like I said, on the football side of things with legal tampering going on.
It's crazy.
There's a lot of stuff here.
It's crazy. You can't even
We'll dive deeper into the 1 o'clock hour, but like the stuff that you're seeing already. But what do you make of this one? I'm going to leave this here for you to react to, and that is DeAndre Swift is expecting to leave the Eagles to go to the Bears. On a 3-year deal worth $24 million. That's
$8 million a year.
I mean, that's a decent number for him.
Yep.
But it also now, what does it do for the Eagles?
Leaves a opening in the running back
position.
Room.
Yes. Hmm. And who is a player that has been rumored that the Eagles have interest in?
And the Eagles are spending money. If you look with Fletcher Cox retiring, that's a little money and cheese on the taco too. So maybe they'll splurge just a little bit more for a said running back. Maybe an upgrade. In the upgrade, like it's not too many upgrades from DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift had 1,100 yards rushing. I can only think of one on the market that could maybe be an upgrade.
So
goes to the Sith Lord. I hear he used to be a Jedi. Could it be Saquad goes over to the enemy?
Could you imagine? we talked about this last week.
Yep.
There's a lot of money out there. Kirk Cousins probably holding up some of the quarterback stuff. Russell Wilson over the weekend made it clear Steelers are his choice. It seemed like an obvious one there. I thought the Giants might have wanted to kick tires. They did. They talked to him, but Steelers were his choice, and he went there. And, you know, we can talk about what that means now in the AFC. Does that add another team for the Jets to deal with? But after that, it's like now you start seeing teams scramble. And, oh, by the way, Baker Mayfield, 100 milli.
Damn.
That's pretty good. Not bad for a guy that—
But that's smart. $30 million a year that allows them to still sign and keep that team that can support him.
And Mike Evans.
It allows them, Mike Evans, Godwin. You know, it allows them to keep that and still go out and upgrade this team. You know, the offensive line, Jansen being hurt and leaving really hurt, man. This is like, okay, so, all right, another pass rusher off the board. It's not Bryce Huff, but it's another pass rusher off the board.
So we'll keep keep track on this. Again, 1 o'clock hour, we'll go deeper into it. We'll give you all the different names and some of the numbers already out there, what the local teams will be doing, if anything. And then there's one wide receiver that is demanding a trade that the Jets players, you know, the young guys, have already started to push for.
They got their man last year. Can they get another?
But it's the Giants who should be in on this. We'll discuss that and more. Again, the Gerrit Cole stuff we'll discuss throughout the show with you at 800-919-3776. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Melancholy music here for you, Bart.
I'm looking for one of these things to come over that says the Jets or Giants, man. Tony Pollard signing a 3-year deal with the Tennessee Titans, man. Here we go. Like, this is crazy. I thought, like, tampering period, I thought this was only the
How
time
How do you not know that? This has been the day that, like, the first day.
But I've been out the game.
This is, like, July 1st in the NBA.
I get
is, it. It's but, not, like, nothing's official. You have six days.
But here's what I thought.
But it's a shotgun wedding.
But here's what I thought. I thought, you know, agree to a 3-year deal. That means that the terms are already there, and they're releasing the terms. I thought this was, like, natural, like,
the tampering. Agents are putting this out, not teams.
I thought this was tampering period that you can have with your own team.
No.
Like, if you sign up with your own team,
no, you can sign up your own team anytime you want. By the way, you know why this rule was made, right?
Because everybody was getting signed at
12:00. No, because Mike Tannenbaum was waiting outside your gate right before free agency began with a very lucrative contract in his hand with Rex Ryan.
I was born 10 years too early.
Pushing him through the gate.
I was born 10 years too early.
Was it midnight? Was it 12:01 when Mike T was there? What was the time? Come on, you know when this. Tell me, please. Tell me when this. You give me the play-by-play of that day in your life.
Rex was there at 8 o'clock, man. He was already there.
I guess the statute of limitations is up on that one.
No, I'm just playing.
No, but seriously.
Allegedly.
No, come on. The Jets can't get in trouble now. But what did happen that day?
I mean, it's not typical that a team shows up to your house.
You know, that's not different. Typical. No.
No, yeah.
Of course it's not.
Yeah, so that was.
So where were you? Where were you living?
I was living right down the street.
You caught that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell everybody what's in that glass cup, but that would have been a disaster that we had once before on this show. Anyways, but good hands by you.
slippery plastic too.
I'll tell you what though, I had a flashback and I'm like my heart is racing right now. Do you remember we went off the air? We literally went off the air.
And here they don't have the capacity to do that.
No.
But I tell you what.
So where were you living?
I was living down the street from the facility. I was living in Randallstown Road.
So you were in New Jersey?
No.
You were in Baltimore?
Yeah, I was in Baltimore.
Right. Oh, okay.
Right down the street from the facility, yeah.
Okay. So you were in, because when you said the facility, I thought you were talking about the Jets.
Yeah, no.
So you were, because you were still a Raven, but you were a free agent.
Yeah.
You were living then down there, Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it was cooler when it was at 1201. Because it used to be dope, like 1201, you start seeing stuff on ESPN. Usually ESPN
don't have.
Yeah.
So again, it's night, it's at your house.
Yes.
And what's the story? Give the story.
Well, first of all, Rex did have always got ate up by my dogs that they put up on my property. Like, so I had like a visible fence. So like my dogs can leave in and out of the garage whenever they wanted
to. Right. They had a little dog door. Yep.
No, I leave the garage.
Oh, you left it open?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had two German Shepherds attacked.
No. So he's like walking up the driveway
they chased him. Oh, you get your dog.
That's great.
Oh, man, he's about to be barbecue
I love
chicken.
The power,
So he came walking up at midnight?
It's an exciting day, right?
And you were awake. You knew something was going down.
Yeah, 12 o'clock.
Your agent was like
that's how it used to be. It used to be Liddy, right? And, you know, before, you know, combine, your agent's telling you what the numbers out there. Actually, the Giants were a team it was Kansas City.
Who was it, Jerry Reese? Who was there?
Yeah.
It was Jerry?
Yeah, it was Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Miami.
Oh, that would have been terrible.
Yeah, it was Miami.
Uh-huh.
It was Kansas City. Detroit told me, here's a blank check. Swear to God, they said, here's a blank check.
Didn't they do that with Damian Woody, too?
Yeah, they said, I don't know. They said, you can fill it out. They said, just fill it out.
Who was coaching the team at the time?
I think Jim Schwartz, maybe.
Oh. You like him.
Yeah. Me,
what did me, you do again? Did you throw something at him?
No, me and him got an argument in the media while I'm playing.
Oh, that's right. That's what it
for
was.
For a whole
right.
week.
That's right.
I'm like,
that's
bro, don't you got a new team to play? Like, why are you still talking to the media about me, man?
You guys are trash talking each other.
Yeah,
because right.
I told him I'd come back to Detroit and whoop his ass. Like, I'm from Detroit.
And now he wants to. And then he wanted to sign you.
No, that was before. That was before.
So maybe that's why he had beef with you.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you didn't take the blank check.
I was like, no, I'm good. It was enticing. And then I started thinking about, like, all the people with my family members knocking on my door. I was like, hell no.
Yeah, you would have been.
Yeah, it would have been. You would never heard of me.
It would have been New Jack City.
I tell you what.
You'd have had to pay everybody.
Damon Woody gave money back to the Lions for them to let him out of his contract.
I remember that. Yeah, he tells that story all the time.
He wrote a check. Like,
I love that D-Wood story.
Like, bro, y'all got to let me go, bro. I went from being a Patriot to 0-6. Nah, man, hell no. Nah, get me up out of here, bro.
All right, so it's midnight. You knew something was going down. You had a bunch of interest. But the one team that showed up in person.
Yeah, because Rex and them still lived there.
Well, because Rex had just gotten the job.
Yeah, so he still
so
had
he was still there.
Him, DT, and Mike Pettin pulled up. But yeah, baby.
Oh,
let's
wow.
go.
Okay, so the whole crew.
Yeah.
Where was Tannenbaum?
No, Tannenbaum wasn't there.
So Tannenbaum was just on the phone?
Yeah, no, I didn't know Tannenbaum.
Didn't matter. He's got making the decision.
Yeah, he's got making the decision. But like my agent didn't tell me the name of the general manager because I'm talking to Rex because he's the head coach.
Right.
Rex told me, like, we lost in the AFC Championship, and he told me, hey, man, I'm taking the Jets job. I'm taking you with me.
Okay.
And so I knew that they were going to, like, any means necessary.
But you had the dogs out, which means you didn't know they were coming.
Yeah, I didn't know they were pulling up.
I love that.
Yeah, I know they were pulling up.
Did that matter to you?
12 o'clock?
Did that matter to you? The kids are asleep,
right? They could have got shot.
Well, you right then you only had BJ probably, right?
No, BJ and Gigi.
Gigi, what, 2009? Yeah, okay, yeah. She was like 1 year old. She was a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got the heat. I always got the heat ready, you know what I'm saying?
Could you imagine?
What's that? But actually, they called me before. They called me like, yo, we outside. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, man, come get your dogs. Like, then the next day, we got on, like, one, I don't like flying. We got on Woody's jet.
Wow.
It seemed like it was the smallest jet ever.
Well, like, you flew from Baltimore to New Jersey.
But what I'm saying is, I never flown private.
That car ride is 3 hours?
Yeah.
And you took a plane.
And it was like 30 minutes, 40 minutes. It was like a catfish. It was like a
Bart
Woody's
Scott
new plane.
Is bad for the environment.
Yo, I've never seen like a plane get up and like basically. Yeah, it was just, I'm like, yo. Like, you know, I'm used to being on a commercial where you're going down there. He was just like, I'm like, yo, what the, yo.
We are at a cruising altitude of 25,000 feet. Enjoy your flight. It'll take about 3 minutes.
Yeah, and we're
okay,
down.
We're beginning our descending. Like,
I'm like, yo.
I didn't even get a drink.
I was like, God, please don't let me die before I sign this check. Let me get this money first.
Did it have like just two rows? That's it? That's it. Just right? Yeah. Two rows. Nothing else.
It was like catfish, man. It was like it's like an 8-seater. I'm like, yo, son. Like, what we doing, B?
G2?
And Rex wasn't skinny Rex that you see on TV now. Rex was big Rex.
Coach Ryan, could you please move to the left side of the plane? Everybody else on the right side? Rex would get so mad if he heard us doing this
I tell you what, though, for a lot of the guys, that's just their first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is like a great day. You know what I'm saying?
It's like recruiting again, recruiting day. It's like you want to feel that love. How many teams really love me, care about me, want me?
You know you're getting a check like in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get paid over the season, you get checks over 17 games.
Yeah.
When they write you a check and it's, you know, like, oh, here's a check for $20 million. Like, damn!
You sign this piece of paper. I've always said this, and I've asked players this too. Because the signing bonus, especially in the NFL, is like
especially front loaded,
instant money.
Right, it's instant.
And I always said it. Did your hand shake knowing it's like $20 million, Billy? Like you're signing your name on a piece of paper that is about to change your life. How are you not like signing it as either carefully as possible, or your hand is shaking the whole time because you're realizing that the minute I pick this pen up, I'm rich.
And that was my third contract. So my second one was they gave me a check for $8 million. And just think, I was undrafted free agent.
Now, your first bonus check was
$500.
And you paid off your
Sprint
phone
bill.
Your phone.
I went over my minutes, man, because I was talking to my agent, like, who we going? We talking to teams, like, yo.
$500 bonus.
$329 after taxes.
That's right. And then $20 million a couple of years later.
Yeah. Well, it was eight, and then 3 years after that.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
We moving on up.
George and Weezy, baby.
I mean, right?
But now, looking at what these guys get paid.
Oh, forget it. But there's a lot of interesting things happening right now, and it happened over the weekend as well, that need to be discussed. So we'll get into, again, we'll keep an eye on the Gerrit Cole stuff. I will update you on the latest from the Yankees on Gerrit Cole. We'll keep your calls going on that.
Mr. T's still in good shape.
But obviously, he does look good. Wearing them Skechers, that's what you got to do. Plant-based diet, wear Skechers, you'll live forever. All right, so stay with us for hour number two. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, when you take a look at this Giants offseason, it's clear that they are rebuilding as an organization. Essentially, they need just about everything on offense. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave both agreed winning that playoff game a couple of years ago really set back the organization.
As great as 2 years ago was, and getting in and winning a playoff game and being one of eight, and it was great and it was magical and it was a ton of fun, I think it set you back quite a bit.
I think it set you back, absolutely. And it put a lot more pressure on this new front office and coaching staff than there should be going into year three, because you did win a road playoff game. But I think all of that would have changed had you not won a couple of these meaningless games this last throwaway season.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.